welcome to Daisy Dialogues. I'm Suzanne and I'm here with Jackie, my sister.
Hello! This episode is called Magic and Miracles.
It certainly is. And we're going to cover unique timing of things, talking about the unexpected and all those magical stories. So magic and miracles. I can see my sisters looking at me with a really strange face. What the hell's this all about after somebody dies? See, my personal view is that there is a lot of magic and a lot of miracles that occur around these really special times and unique parts of what it is to be human and have a human experience. And starting at the beginning, which is what we're doing, which was Dad, I remember those little unique timing things. So I was following quite a big spiritual practice at the time. And I remember sitting in the car park at 6 o'clock in the morning because we just arrived at the hospital and Dad was due to pass away. And I phoned this guy in Bali who never answers, time zones completely different. And he was there and he guided me and spoke to me. And then we went and met with Dad. And Jackie, if you remember, there were lots of things that just sort of slotted into to place. Like Mum said something and then he passed away and then she could go to her hair appointment and then everything sort of, the dates, everything just started to unfold. It was the magic of the natural unfolding of things. And then also, there was that lots of people have said to me, you know, the little stories like, oh, you know, my mum was a big fan of robins and we were sitting there just after she passed away and a robin flew down and sat next to us. Those kind of stories.
So let me steal the conversation back before you go any further and bring it into actually current times. So I went to see a film that's just come out called The Haunted Mansion the other day, and they had a really apt term for this in the movie, and it's called Ghost Winks.
Ah!
And I loved it. And actually, that brings me back to a story you told me about the lily coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, we'd still do that. My mother-in-law, I've got lilies, calla lilies that I grow. And we noticed quite early on when my husband and I had them in the house that whenever there was some pending bad news or something difficult just approaching, a lily would just start growing and it was almost like a sign of comfort and support. Those sort of things.
Yeah, absolutely those sort of things. And Mum is our most recent death, and I do not have a spiritual nature like my sister, but she'd not long gone and I was in the house sitting down thinking, and I literally was thinking about Mum and I had this overwhelming, we've got you. Well, no, we've got her. Come into my head, like somebody literally spoke to me who wasn't there, and I just felt so calm at that point.
Oh,
no idea where it came from. Loud as anything, we've got her.
And yeah, and it's often in those moments when you're not thinking about, because people say, well, yeah, you were thinking about it and that's why it happened. Yeah, it doesn't work that way, because I was in the bath actually not that long after my husband died, maybe, I don't know, a month or two. And I was having a really bad day, but I wasn't thinking about him. I was just lying in the bath. And I swear to God, because I don't actually have these experiences, I felt someone kiss me on my cheek. And it just felt so comforting, like someone just kissed me. But my friend, when her husband died, and even to this day, sort of nearly 10 years on, she still gets these sort of like cobwebs when there's no cobwebs around on her face and wipes them away. And for her, it's a sign that he's around. He wants to get her attention. He wants to share something or just get in the way.
So whether this is a comfort thing, whether this is something we tell ourselves, whether it's real or not, we're never going to know. But definitely there's something there.
Yeah, it's magic. It's like supportive magic. And I'm sure loads of people out there, if I know loads of people, have got stories, timing stories, stories where they hear a piece of music. Story, because again, going back to my friend, because her husband died while they were on holiday. I mean, how tragic is that? She was on holiday and the night before they actually announced that he had died, she saw this light on the hotel wall of her bedroom, bearing in mind she couldn't see where the light was actually coming from. And then she heard the music in her ears, Stairway to Heaven. How weird is that?
I don't know about weird or scary or whether it's myth or magic or anything, but I think it was that same friend that lost her wedding ring.
What's that story?
And she found it in a drawer, but somebody said to her, it's with a blue piece of material or something, and something dawned in her head, and she thought it had gone down the sinkhole, and she literally went up to this drawer and pulled it out, and there was the ring.
Yeah. So it's all akin. Magic. It's all akin with that kind of magic. And I also have a I can go on to these stories for ages when I start thinking about them. But I remember when my husband died, when Glyn died, I felt so numb, so traumatized by the experience. Even though, as a therapist, I kind of knew what was going to happen, I couldn't control what was happening to my body, as it just protected itself. But inside, I just felt this little nugget of stillness. And it was so special. And it was the only place I could be at the time, because I couldn't function. I was just numb. And every time I stayed there, life just unfolded. So another miracle I've just remembered was walking into the pub the day after he died, just to see a couple of people. And I sat there thinking, oh my goodness, I've got this huge funeral to organise. I don't know where to start because I can't function. And within 2 to 3 hours, 90% of it had been done, because people that I needed just walked in and went, I'll do that. I'll do that job. I'll do that for you. It was amazing.
So the view of you in the pub the day after your husband died is the one that I'm not quite computing. But obviously everything happens for a reason, and obviously that was it. You had to get the funeral organised, and that's where it all started from. But there is you have to take the magic things that are in death, because grief is all-consuming, all-overwhelming, and touches everybody differently. But you have to take the miracles and the magic and wrap it all up in a little bundle and take comfort in that. And we want to hear your stories. We want to do more of these podcasts. We want to know how other people have been affected by the miracles and the magic.
Yeah, because as you say that, for me, those little nuggets, those little miracles, those little acts of perfect timing, they're like the little candles that help you down that really dark, uncomfortable road and light that path for you.
So I can't emphasise enough that what we really want to do is more of these podcasts and share your magic and your miracles. So get in contact with us, email us. You can go to our website, jt-accounts.co.uk, or look at the information attached to these podcasts. It should all be there, and we want to speak to you.
We are sharing people's memories of and questions to their loved ones.
How was it to live through World War I? And two.
Oh my goodness. What age would that make them if they've gone through one and two? Well, you're the accountant. Aren't you good at numbers?
I'm very good at numbers. You're talking dates. So World War I was beginning of the 20th century. World War II was the middle of the 20th century. So old.
Oh.